the minoy, whether it fell into matzah, then shloi the minoy, fell into vegetables, is alocha oshub osa b'mashu. It's osa mamish b'mashu. Why to Rav? Because he passes like Rav. So again, Pasha is mashmir, Rav is machmir, because he goes according to Rav. So alocha, that we don't pass like Rav, we should not pass like Rav either. So let's see the top Rashi. Omar Rav Ilkasu. Shmamina Rashi says, the Pasak Rav Ilkasu, the Choli Sun Shebatero, b'mina b'mashu. Rashi also holds that Rav is mamish holding like Rav Shittim. That kol ha-terekula, min b'min is not bottled. That's why there's a locha by Chomis also the same way. Shasi leksa agzeirom, that ein minoy, otu minoy. But Rashi is also saying, Rav was machmir only because he holds like Rav din. And Rashi l'mais locha passes like this. This is Rashi Shita. Rashi also passes a locha that min b'min is not bottled. So l'mais the Tosfos argues on Rashi, because a locha we pass in min b'min is bottled. Even chad betray is bottled in the raisa. So Tosfos Taka says that Rav says here the Chumrah, it's not because he mamish holds like Rav. Some Rishonim take out the word Rav. They just say, Osa b'mashu, period. Because Rav is saying, Midrabonin on Chometz v'machmir b'mashu. Since Chometz midraisa is a chi of chorus, even though midraisa Chometz is bottled, b'shishim, mid-mashayna minoy, and min b'mina is bottled, chad betray midraisa, but akoponim, Rav is saying, the Rabbonin were machmir on Pesach to say that Chometz is not bottled. Even b'mashu it's not bottled. And that's our chumra l'alocha. The way Tosfos says, that therefore it's magei l'maitzon, even though midiraisom. That's what we spoke out. The Ikir Adin is like this, but there are some Rishonim that say we don't pasuk like Rava, because Rava is also only going according to Rav, and we pasuk not like Rav. So when you have big shailas, you can ask a Rav, with certain sniffing, sometimes there are some tzas kulis. Right. Shalai bizmanoi, what about shalai bizmanoi after Pesach? Bein bimina, bein shalai bimina mutter. Why? Rabbi Shimon, again, Rabbi Yechon, or Rava also pasuk like Rabbi Shimon. That what, that after Pesach, chometz is mutter. So therefore, it's mutter if the chometz got bottled. Even bimina is still it's mutter. Fred Gemara. Is it true that Rav said like this, that the chometz after Pesach, it's mutter to eat? I, Vama Rav himself explained the Mishnah before, goes to Koran's Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon can also konis, hoyu v'yovro lo v'bali ro v'yimotzei. True midiraisa, even if you have chometz in your Rishus on Pesach, after Pesach it's mutter to eat it, but Reb Shimon holds with the Rabbanon, though there's a kenas. Whoever had chometz in his Rishus through Pesach, he was over the lava by Rav by Yimotzei, there's a kenas with the Rabbanon not to eat the chometz after Pesach. So why does Rav say that chometz l'achra Pesach is mutter, bein b'mina, bein shlo b'mina, why? Since midrabbonin is also, so midrabbonin also, it should have to be at least voto b'shishim. Why does he say b'mina is mutter, mashu even without shishim? And for the Gemara, hani mili, when did Rav say p'shan Reb Shimon, that there's a kenas midrabbonin, not eat this chometz over Pesach, only when the chometz is then? Hani mili b'enayu, when you have this chometz then, this chometz you have that was you found in your house on Pesach and you kept it there till after Pesach, this chometz you now eat now. Let's say this chometz now gets mixed up with something else. Avi got mixed up chad betray loy. Then there's no chumah midrabbonin. That's pshat Rava, and that's the locker also. That if the chometz you had that was all over Pesach by mistake got mixed up, now it becomes mutter. Betarubis is no gzera. The rabbonin only made gzera when the chometz is ben, but not when it's betarubis. So the Gemara v'yoz the Rav l'taime. Rav goes according to Shita. So Rashi what v'yoz the Rav is the Rashi d'yom alocha k'reb Shimon. That Rav paskos like Reb Shimon. That midiraisa chometz once it's after Pesach becomes mutatit l'taime. Oh, let's see right. So Gemara v'yoz the Rav l'taime. D'yom Rav. Rav says like this. Ki avinim they Rav Nachman. Where Rav Nachman was by him. Ki have nafki shiva yom the pischa. After the 7 days of Pesach passed by, when over, Omalon he said. Puku uzvino uzvino chamira devnei cheli. Go outside and sell now the chometz that you had in your house, which was goyish chometz. Devnei cheli pasha means the army men. As the army men, the goyish army men, used to come into the city, and they used to have a right from the melech to deposit their food in people's houses. So they used to put down their chometz in the Yiddish house through Pesach. So lemaisa, that chometz, the Yid was not mekabel achrayus. So he was not over by Yiro by Yimotze. It was goyish chometz. It wasn't his chometz. So since it wasn't chometz that you're over by your Yimotzei, he said right after Pesach, go and sell it. It's mutter to have a no. It's mutter to eat that chometz. In other words, Afuke Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz Shabbat Pesach, it's also in the right zone, even Goyish Chometz is also. But since Rava Paskins like Rabbi Shimon, that Chometz after Pesach is Mutim in the right zone, what's also in the Rabbonin? Only a Knas if you were over by your own, by your Motzayim. So if you were holding Goyish Chometz in your house, you were not over by your own, by your Motzayim. Therefore, after Pesach is Mutim, teeth, and by Noor, you could sell it. The Rashi says, V'yaz the Rava, the Yom Alokha Kreb Shimon, L'taymed Yom Anami B'yalma, Chometz shel nochri. If you have goyish chometz in your house, shovel over Pesach, mutar af bachilo. You should know you're allowed to eat it. That's chometz. Why? Hoyav olekel miknas bay. We can't give you a knas because you didn't do anything wrong. You weren't over by your rabbi motzei by holding goyish chometz in your house. It's mutim the right to hold goyish chometz in your house. So you roll a chol. The pasuk says, but shalachim it's mutar. So Rashi's mazba now. What do you mean, rabbi taimei? That he doesn't know like Yehuda. Because the Rabbi Yehuda, if you would hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Chometz Tamakama, the Afilu Denachri, like we came out, the Rav Acha B'Yakov was Chayzer, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Chometz is also in the Raisi after Pesach, even Goyish Chometz. If a Goy had Chometz on Pesach, it's also for Yisrael to eat that Chometz. So it's a Rai, Rav holds not like that. Rashi B'nei Chelem, Nochrim, the Goyish Army people, Sha'afal Pi Shofio Yoim Zer, Shovar, even who Pesach, even though they bake the bread on Pesach, still it's Mutter. So it's good, that's what we pass in the locker also. That Goyish HaChometz is Mutatit right after Pesach. Right. Omar Rav, that's another locker. Kedera is the Pesach. If you have a Kedera, you have a pot that you cook Chometz on it before Pesach, you should know Yishavru. You have to break it. Hey, Chometz take a pot, you have to break it. You can't use them after Pesach. There's no eight, so you have to just break them. So Rashi says, Omer Rav, Kedei Res Lepesach Yishavru. Rav Letaymed Yomar, Chometz, Af Liachaz Manoi Osebano. Rav Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Chometz, Shovel of a Pesach, is Osebano. For Rabbi Yehuda, the Yislo Lei B'Mashu, and he also holds even a Mashu is Oser. So Melo, the Chometz inside the pot is also Oser. He holds the Chometz, the Bli inside the pot, is called the Mashu of Chometz, and you had that Chometz in your house all the Pesach. So the after Pesach, you can't use these pots. Because if you cook with these pots, that chometz will come out, and the last of the food, you have to Pesach the mashu. So that's Rav Shita, Rav Pasul of Yehuda, that chometz is the mashu, and Acher Pesach also it's also. Therefore, there's no way to you have to break the pot. So Rashi, let's see. Uksav, he has to hold another Chiddush also, Rav. Uksav, anoisin tam lefgam also. He holds another Chiddush. That we hold a bli in a pot, after one day, when it says, when it's not a B'nai Yoimin anymore, it's nice and tam lefgam. The tam inside the pot becomes dead. When it comes out, the taste doesn't taste good. And we hold nice and tam, if it only gives off a taste, it's a bare taste, it's mutim in the raisim. So, Hura, what's wrong with this pot? After Pesach, even though it had a bli of chometz from before Pesach, but that bli became lefgam. It should be mutter. So Rashi says, Rav holds nice and tam lefgam is also. So therefore Rashi says, V'lef hilchos ha-kabosei. We do not pass on like Rav for two reasons. It's right timing. Chodet yuk merov hilchos ha-batarubes liyachas mani mutter. Krev Shimon. First of all, we don't pass on like Yehuda. We hold chomesh over Pesach is mutter. And bitarubes is zicha mutter. Bahai pochus mitarubes. And here all you have is just a little bit blia, a little bit of the tam of the chomesh that's in the pots. That's come out nothing. That's called mamash like a mashu that avadu is mutter. The yod another svar where we hold the smutter. The kaimlo we paskin nois ten tam lefgam mutter. V'zeh mishav rolav yemei pesach hufig taina b'doif nekli. Any time you cook meat in a pot, when the pot stays overnight or the next day, to a some sheet is 24 hours, some sheet is just overnight, the bleer, the taste in the pot is lefgam, and when it comes out midrais gets mutter. So vada these pots, that's what we hold also. Vada we don't break our pots. We're allowed to use our pots after Pesach, but Rav holds no it's also. Fred Gemara v'yamai l'shinu achra Pesach v'lever b'hu shaloi b'minoi. Look, or even according to Rav, you want to say this chometz now is chometz all over a Pesach. So therefore, you can't cook with this pot after Pesach. The question is, why not? True, you can't cook another chometz in there. You can't cook matzah in there because min b'minoi is not butler current Rabbi Yudom. But why can't you cook potatoes in the pot? If you cook a lot of potatoes there, so the tam of the chometz that comes out of the pot is butler b'roiv. And min b'shein min is mutter. So what do you have to break the pot for? Put away your pots and only use it for ein minoy. Don't use it to make new bread with, but only make something else with. And for the Gemara, gzeira dil mosel and nevet bu b'minoy. Rav makes the gzeira known. If you have a pot, that usually a pot you use for anything, you can't tell me now, you're only allowed to use this pot for something else that's not chometz, that's not bread. But to make bread in it, sasser, that you can't say. Because people will come to use it with bread. Therefore, Rav holds his gzeira, ain't a mina what a mina. That's Rav's halacha. But halacha is like Shmuel, or Shmuel Amano. Lo yishavu, you don't have to break the pot. Avu mashoye le'li achas manai. Leave it till after Pesach. This is one of the rayas that the bli is inside the pot. You're not over by your by your motzei. That there's no issue in holding the pot over Pesach. You're only over by your motzei. You have chometz ben in your house on Pesach. But that we have our chometz bika kelim in the house, what's inside there? There's no ben. Avad is supposed to clean out all your pots before Pesach. All you have inside is just the bliya. What was swallowed up, the taste of the chometz could be in the pot. Now the taste, the time in the pot, there's no issue by your by your motzei. Therefore, you're allowed to hold this. You're allowed to hold it till after Pesach. The Yovid Bu, and now after Pesach, once you waited already, it's more than a day, it's 7 days, now it's Tam Levgam, it's the Tam that comes down is Mutter, therefore, Ben Bemina, Ben Shle Beminoi. You're allowed to eat this, you're allowed to cook now, even Min Bemina is Mutter. Why? The Yoz the Shmuel time, the Shmuel goes according to Shita. The Yom HaShmuel, like Shmuel said before, oh, the Shmuel Shita is, yeah, plus the Shmuel Shita is like Rav Shimon. Shmuel Shita is like Rav Shimon we had before. That la'achas manai chometz after his manai is mutter midiraisa. So therefore, pshita, these pots you're allowed to use after Pesach. Because even though the chometz was in with the blia, the what was the taste that was swallowed up in the pot was over Pesach, but after Pesach it becomes mutter. Or Shmuel l'taimei. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said like this: la'hanu d'mizavnu kandi. People that used to sell our pots. Rashi kederos lachar Pesach. People used to make new pots and sell them after Pesach. So Shmuel told the people that are selling the pots, Ashvu Zvini, you should know, make the prices low. Don't raise your prices so high. V'loi, and if you're not going to lower your prices, he told the storemen, if you're going to leave the prices so high, you should know, Darshin and Lechu, Kriya B'Shimin. I'm going to Darshin clearly like Rav Shimon Shita. What's Rav Shimon Shita? That Chometz after Pesach is Mutter. In other words, these people in the Shtot, Pesach held like Rav. They held that chometz after Pesach is awesome. So they all held that according to Rav Shita, you have to break all your pots. So when it comes after Pesach, you have to buy new pots. After Pesach, you have to buy yourself a whole new set of plates and pots. So in that shtot, everybody went out to the store to buy new pots. So Shmuel told the storekeeper, you be careful. You better make the prices nice and low. Because if I see now you're taking advantage and making the prices higher, I'm going to pass them like Shmuel. That according to Shmuel, you're allowed to use the old pots you had before Pesach. Because that's only chometz after Pesach that's mutter to use. That's what Shmuel told him. Shmuel told him, be careful. Because if Eloi, Tashin Lechuk Rav Shimon. Shet Gemara, for Lidrish Lehu. Why didn't he paskin right now like Shmuel? To a Shmuel Rav Shimon Svirle. I we had before, Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, that chometz after Pesach is mutter. It's only Yosem Mishum Knas. It's only Knas if you had chometz ben. Mashenkin, the chometz that's belua, that's swallowed up inside your pot, you're not over by your robe by your motzim. So even though the bli of the tam is inside your pot, but after Pesach, it's mutter, those tams. So why didn't Shmuel paskin feel it like this, that it's mutter? Why do you only have to tell the storekeeper, only if you raise the price, then I'll do that. Why didn't he do it right away? The Teretz was Asriya the Rav Hevi. That was a place of Rav. And about Rav was the more of Asriya, so Rav paskins at the place of Rosser. So therefore, Shmuel didn't want to say anything. He didn't want to paskin it was mutter. He just told the storekeeper, be careful, don't raise your prices too much. Because if you will, then I'll paskin lefi my shita that the plates, the pots are mutter. They won't buy new pots altogether. So the Levad Lalach we held like Shmuel. However, we're allowed to use our old pots after Pesach. Because the bliya that was inside, you're not over by your by motzei, even though there's a tam chometz there. But we paskin chometz, shavu lepesach is mutter midiraisa. Even the rabbon is mutter. So therefore it's mutter. Right. Hahu tanura. Somebody had an oven. Titochulei ticha, that he smeared on it some fats. Somebody smeared some fats on the bottom of the floor of the oven. Is osra rova bar iloyi, lemichla lerifto, afilu v'milcha. And after you smear the bottom of the oven with fats, with flesh, like a fats, now you make bread there. So this bread now has a tam boser in it. So the chur of the bread is a fleshetika bread. So he asked you to eat this bread now even with salt. Loilam, and it's also leilam. Why? And that's halacha. You're not supposed to have fleishig bread, because if you have bread made with fleishigs, we're afraid maybe you can't eat it with milchigs, with milk. Since bread is something you eat equally with meat and with milk, you're not supposed to make either fleishig bread or else milchig bread. Oh, there's only a hefter if it's made in a special way that it's nicked clearly it's that way, or else you make very small amounts lead at one time. But to make regular bread, it's also to make a fleishig. How was this halacha? He said, it's also leilam. He put fats on the bottom of the oven. The nice same time belechem, and now the fat put time into the bread. Loilam. So the Gemara says, Rava Paskin, that this oven is also to use loilam. Rashi afilu chazav husek. Even after you burn it out, in other words, be mechadashia, you're not allowed to kasher the oven. Since this oven now has fleshiks inside it, you're never allowed to break bread in this oven. There's no way to kasher this oven. You can't bake bread in this oven. This is the remain now of fleishig oven, and you can't bake bread there. You can only use it for fleishigs. For the more nice, you have a kasher on you. The locher is, ain loshen es isa b'cholav. You're not allowed to put milk into bread, or into the dough. The ain losh, call the yim losh, if you did it, you put milk into your dough. You should know, kol ha-pas kul asura. You're not allowed to eat this bread. With the rabbonim, it's also tzikzera. Because since usually bread you eat with meat, we're afraid maybe it's milchik bread you'll eat with meat. The Rabbanan said you can't eat bread that's milchik. Except the only heter is, if it's nikka claw, like a cheese thing, if you have mama cheese in there, it's nikka claw, it's milchik, that would be mutum. But a regular bread cannot be milchik. Mifnei hergal avera. Because we're afraid maybe you can't eat it with fleshiks. Ki yaitzavoy, the same type of lach we also have. Ein toshin esatana balyam. You're not allowed to shmi.